despite what happened and the horror and the loss, kind of amazing that Americans could rebound. And, you know, they came back to New York. America came back to New York and helped New York, spent money in New York and visited New York.
We were able to do something so quickly, so expeditiously, in terms of getting back to order after the travesty of the World Trade Center when it came tumbling down. To have done that so quickly is amazing.
You have the worst attack in the history of the country in this small little tip of the island, and then 10 years later you go back and it's filled with people. More people have moved there than ever in the history of that neighborhood. Historically, didn't have that many families living in it, and now the playgrounds right around the spot where the planes hit are filled with kids. And so there's kind of this sense of like, yeah, try it, fine. You can fly planes into our buildings, but you know what? We're going to go back and we're going to build a new life for ourselves there.
America rebuilds and looks to the future. 400 years ago, adventurers crossed an ocean and began an experiment that would become the United States.
They saved up every penny they had so they could take a treacherous ship ride to the United States and then come to a country where there was nothing here. They had to make everything themselves, build everything themselves. America was born out of adversity. It's like in our DNA.
At the start of a new millennium, the American experiment is still underway.
This is an unfinished country. We're not fully completed and settled down, that we're still opening new space, new territory in which to move, and we're still incorporating new peoples who continually transform the very DNA of our society.
The last decade of the 20th century saw nearly 10 million new Americans welcomed into the country, more than in any other decade of the country's history.
I think the unsung heroes began with the first people with the courage to get on those very small wooden ships in 1607 and have continued up to today. I always tell people, if you just walk down the cab rank at National Airport and list where people come from, you realize that the spirit of immigration and the spirit of a better future hasn't disappeared at all.